Hey guys, welcome to the Years in Between.
With me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Yacinta Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in the Years in Between. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Years in Between and on TikTok
at Years in Between Pod.
And let's get into the episode. So, how are you, my lovely?
How's life? Life, be lifing, and we thank God for
sorry, hay fever be hay fevering, sorry guys.
Yeah, I can't complain. Like, I thank God for my life at the moment. I don't really know what else to add.
She didn't write down her week, did she?
I didn't.
I didn't.
But I went to a barbecue, a Ghanaian barbecue on Saturday. It was really good.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did they have like their version of Yemma Choma? Was it BCL, basically?
No, they actually didn't.
Yemma Choma is different to...
No, it's different from BCL. Ours doesn't have that powder, chili and onion.
I love Yemma Choma.
Yeah, so do I. But I also love BCL.
I like Yemma Choma more than BCL.
Do you know how to make it?
Yemma Choma. You think I'm outside standing at the grill making Yemma Choma?
I actually didn't.
I'm smoking meat outside.
You never know. We're gonna have to, like, I was actually thinking, like, we're gonna have to know how to make these dishes because we're gonna be.
I'll get my. I don't know if my dad knows how to, like, grill meat. I don't know if he knows how to make yemma choma. If he does, I'll get my partner to learn from him because that's one thing I just.
What about, like, stood outside. Palau rice, all of those stuff. Like,
you know.
Jollof rice, because you're marrying a Niger man.
Like, he knows how to make jollof rice.
You're not gonna learn as well.
I would learn as well for sure. Pilau, I'm not a big fan of pilau. I'm
ayam mache.
I don't know what that is.
Ifarora.
I've heard of
moi moi.
I've heard of it. Never.
The culture you're stepping into now.
But then I made him sweet chili chicken and he loved that. He tried to recreate it, but he said, like, his wind didn't slap as good as my acid.
Yeah. So unless you're making chicken, you ain't in the kitchen, be. Unless I'm not complaining. Like, I'd rather in the kitchen.
I'd rather have my YouTube up. That's so iPad could have my YouTube up and I'll do the dishes.
Yes.
But, like, I actually made some really nice chicken.
You ain't in the kitchen.
And it wasn't even. I made the really nice salmon as well. Like, I feel like meats. I'm like.
They're not breakfast. Good
at. Breakfast, I am good at. He just didn't trust me, brother. It was actually bacon, eggs,
grits.
Sausage, avocado, bagel.
Nice.
But,
Mr. Man, what to do?
But I recommended the sausage, and of course, it was the good one. The red onion one. Also, it's caramelized. And get camp, but I don't know if you would like this pork.
Because I grew up not eating pork. Having pork sausages does not work for my taste buds.
I'm telling you.
There's like some sort of malfunction. Like, I'm like, what is that?
Obviously,
it's rotten.
I'm telling you, this pork sausage, yeah? Because it's pork sausage and red onion, so it's very much got like an onion flavour to it.
I think beef sausages are the way, but there's no more beef sausages in the supermarkets anymore.
They got tired because no one buying them.
What about me?
Everyone went to the pork sausages then. So.
Nah. We get halal sausages now.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair game.
Nice.
But what else did I do my week? This week. Oh, obviously watched Forever, which we're going to talk about. But I watched the whole thing.
She ran ahead. We were only meant to watch two episodes.
Yeah, two episodes per thing. But like, I've watched the whole thing. And it's so annoying though because now as we talk, maybe because you've only got four more episodes. So we can talk about it this time, then we can talk about next episode and then we can
wrap it up.
Rather than dragging it out because I feel like people have done watched it, like been done. Oh, in regards to gym though, I'm not like a, I used to do cardio, but then I didn't for like years because my knee. I feel like I'm a footballer, like, oh, I would have
been gone
pro if I had my knee. But it's because my brother dropped me when I was younger.
So your knee's been hurting since then?
It has, literally throughout my whole life from that point. My mum didn't take it seriously. And I don't think it healed in the correct way.
I don't think I am. Well, how old were you?
I was 8, but he dropped me directly on hardwood floor because he was swinging me. You know, you remember when you want to get put down, he turned to stop, you wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
He was swinging me one arm, one leg, and then he heard my dad come, so he dropped me, and my knee, because obviously it wasn't like flexed, it like banged against the hardwood floor. Ever since then, it's never been the same. Like, I don't, like, got impact in it. I feel like because I was like 8 or something, between the age of 6 and 8, and obviously everything's developing at that age, so I don't think it like healed
the way it's
properly.
Meant to.
And then my mum didn't take it seriously.
What a football career ruined and gone before it even started.
But I still try to run on it and do. But after the 3 month mark, when I've been running on like my knee, it like the pain is like so immense that it feels like it's constantly throbbing in pain. So I just sort of now I do like the cycle like thing.
My God.
And I do that after I do like my weightlifting, and it that like, it doesn't put pressure on my knee, but it's still like cardio. Aww. So yeah.
Sorry.
No, real sorry. I'm fine. I'm happy because I found something I can do.
16 years of your life. Just really troubled me.
And I've been physio and stuff, but they just tell me to do dumb rubbish. Every time I've done it, it doesn't do anything.
That's what I'm saying.
And with the type of exercises I do, it exercises my knee, but it hasn't helped.
Yeah, it's definitely the way that it healed.
Mm. Oh my gosh, I tried another brand of jollof rice and it was an interesting experience. I feel like, what, you know that people, do you know that TikTok couple, Poppy and Jay, where it's like, we're going around the UK to find the best Sunday roast.
No.
I'm going around the UK to find the best jollof rice, even though I have no credentials to.
Best packet jollof rice.
Yeah, packet jollof rice.
Pre-made packet jollof rice.
Yeah, but so far the first one I've had has been the best one.
Okay.
I should have bought a packet to bring for you.
She always says this.
Do you know what? My brain doesn't think. I just got excited to see it and I was like, oh, I'm going to try it. I don't know. My brain just jams. I'm telling you, for real.
Sainsbury's local.
Yeah, it was Sainsbury's local. To him.
Oh, to him. Oh, I was thinking, there's no way that's in Kent.
I don't think they have Sainsbury's in Kent.
Whoa!
I don't think they have Sainsbury's. They
at
have
all.
Asda and Tesco. I've only seen Asda's and Tesco's. I haven't seen the Sainsbury's. B&M.
Sainsbury's
is too
no
expensive, but they've got
there.
M&S there, which is a bit. And I think they've even got Waitrose. I don't think I've seen Waitrose. They've got Morrison's, Tesco, like big Morrison's, big Tesco, big Asda.
Yeah, that big one
but
is
like
extra.
Food hall type M&S only, but no Sainsbury's. Because Sainsbury's likes to take the Michael. So.
True.
Yeah.
If your co-op was there, no Sainsbury's, like, that's a bit like there's probably some sort of like issue going on legally. But like,
but Sainsbury's, do you know what it is? It's because Sainsbury's is such an intermediate one.
Mm.
Like, it's not quite M&S or Waitrose, but it's not. It's also not quite a Tesco, Asda, Morrison's. It's just in there, like above Tesco, Asda, Morrison's, but below. Which is M&S, and if you're gonna do that, just go M&S.
Yeah.
If you're just trying to, you know, save money, go Tesco, go Asda, go Lidl, Aldi. There's so many other options. Other than that, and the thing is, I feel like we saw each other quite. No, we actually saw each other a week ago.
Yeah, literally.
It feels like I've seen you very recently.
FaceTime.
But do you know what was actually quite funny? Yeah, they sit in the family. I was about to say, cause I don't know, but like, yeah, they sit in the family. You weren't in the phone call, were you? Because I wasn't either. Yeah, because they must have called it, but I was asleep. So
what phone? What time?
FaceTime.
What group is this?
The family GC, bro.
Nah, that doesn't exist on my phone anymore.
Sister, the two other cousins, they had a call together because my sister. I don't know if I'm gonna put this out though. My sister. And our cousin went on separate dates, but they bumped into each other.
Oh yeah, I saw that. So I called her and I was just like, whatever, saying that I needed to say.
Mm.
And then she was like, you know when someone's talking, but it's kind of like, you can tell they're like
trying to get off the phone.
Yeah.
Or like they're trying to be discreet. Yeah.
Exactly. Trying to be discreet and trying to rush me off the phone.
Mm.
I was like, who are you with? And she was like, it's Cinta. I got something like Aquila or something like that. Like, I'm not thinking, okay, more. And I checked the group chat and I saw that, yeah,
the
she
whole thing
bumped into Amanda's with her date.
Yeah.
Did they tell you how it went?
Yeah, like, my sister was like, when she went with the, obviously with her date, he was like, oh, obviously meeting the family. She was just sort of like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And at a little point, he told her that I thought that you'd set up a double date, but I hadn't told him.
Oh.
So he was literally like, what the actual heck?
That's mad.
Yeah. She said that our cousin's date was a pretty boy.
Is it?
Mm. What would you do if we bumped into each other?
I was literally about to say that. Like, well, obviously, like, you've been with your boyfriend for a while now, so it would just be so, like, it would just be more so you lot meeting the guy that I would be speaking to, like, would be dating.
Yeah, because she's really not thinking that. What would she think that you've really met?
Yeah, so it's kind of like you lot just, like, meeting him. So more so, how would I react?
Mm.
If it's like the first or second date and it's you lot, like, you guys bump into us, I'm not gonna lie,
you're gonna air us.
I might just be like, walk away, because I'm not at that point, Larissa. First and second date,
I'm not gonna shout her name.
No, first and second date, I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure.
Nobody's saying that it could be a happenstance, because it's a happenstance of the situation. It doesn't mean that it means marriage just because you've met
them. No, it doesn't mean marriage, no, but some things just need to just be like, you know.
If she ever... I'll acknowledge both of your presence. But I want to hear your voice say my name.
And then he's like, oh, well, I'm at the family, yeah? No.
That's actually so true.
It's not
like
that. And then...
No, not them. B.O.B., so they call you Bart.
But...
She's like, no.
Like, no, Larissa, like, I swear, when I go on, like, first dates, second dates, even if I go out of a man, I don't even see as my, like... I don't even see as a potential. First and second date, I'm not 100% sure if this is going to continue to the third one. I know the general, like, rule is to give someone 3 dates and see. In the interim of the dates that I go on, I'm obviously, like, praying throughout. And God can be quite quiet when it's, like, if I'm asking if this is someone that I should continue pursuing or, you know, giving my time to. If I don't receive, like, a definite answer, then I'm going to go and see. But if I do receive an answer of, like, a no, I will, like, cut that person off. But, yeah, so let's say I'm on a date, first or second date, I'm unsure, God hasn't told me anything, like, so I'm kind of like...
Will you not take seeing your family and meeting him, would you not use that as a sign? If you were really talking to God before you went on this date, and then you bumped into us, would you not use that as a sign?
as a sign?
Yeah, from God. Like, if you were, like, liking this person... But then you're also like, I'm unsure because I haven't heard anything back from God. And then we just, in an area that you never catch me, I never really regularly go, boom, bam, I'm on a date with thingy. And then it's like, oh my gosh, is that YJB?
I'd actually be like, hi,
see how she forsakes me.
No, I won't. I'm not forsaking you. I'm keeping you from meeting someone that you may not potentially meet ever. Do you know what I mean?
I can still scope the scenery out too.
Like, we could do some sort of, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm not one of the brethren for you to do. What the hell?
You're not gonna ask, like, oh, so here you are.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I'm not being giant. I'll just be like, oh my gosh, hi. And then I'll just
be standing there like,
no, but what it is, I would just talk to you and then ignore their presence.
That's rude, because what if we do continue?
But I'll just be like, unless you go, oh, this is true. Do you know what I mean?
But I would be like that, you know I would.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you don't, I'll just be like, I don't know what to do. I'm not, like, rude or anything, but I'm just like, I don't want to make it awkward for you, because what if this was a little yeah.
But it's true. I'd rather meet you out of everybody else.
If it was
your sister.
Long. Yeah, she'd be like, long. Oh, so, like, what you do? Yeah, like, so what's, yeah, if it was our cousin?
Long.
If it was any of your sisters?
Long. My brother's long. I think my young brother would walk past me.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, your younger brother.
My younger brother would walk past me, yeah. Old brother, he will stop and say hi. And he'll say,
so
hi.
What? So what, like? Like, so, like, what? Like, so what's...
I think he would stop and say hi, acknowledge the both of us, and then he would definitely, what question he's gonna be, so what are you lot doing, or like,
yeah,
so I'd rather me meet someone from his side and he gets, like, mortified.
No, that No.
Why?
That actually happened to me once on a date.
Sorry.
Not with my current.
You saw the brother, isn't it?
That was the, no, he took me to that. That was like, no, I met three, like, I think we bumped into four people in total, but it's in like separately, like one person, then another person, then another person.
So why you take that as a sign?
Because I didn't want to be this person. Like, respectfully, the person, they were a nice guy, but I knew for myself, like.
Yeah, I wouldn't take meeting, like, my family member or his family member as a sign.
But it wasn't his family, those were his friends. It wasn't his family.
But I wouldn't, just to say that, I wouldn't. Just in case I do go on a date and I see you, I'm not going to now take it as a sign.
What if I was wearing a top that said yes?
You wouldn't.
But what if I just happened, if something happened to my top, I had to buy another top, and now I'm wearing a top that says yes, and you asked the God yes or no question. God yes or no question.
No.
It can't be more clear than that.
Yeah. If you had one skill, what skill would you want to have?
Skill?
Yeah.
As in, yes. It was crazy, I actually asked this question yesterday. I was having a conversation in regards to like what skill I wish I like could master and really just be good at. Like discipline, like through and through.
Yeah.
As in, you know, nothing can break. Like, for example, David Goggins, he's like a very extreme example of like discipline and self-discipline.
Wait, can you help? Okay, no, continue with that. I'm gonna ask this question after.
Do you want to see the question before you forget, or?
Difference between skill and a gift.
I feel like a gift is something that you, not innately have, but you know some people
naturally are, like,
yeah, like they're just really good at something, but it's not like they have to do it, they have to exert energy to be good at it, they just naturally are good at it or really good at it, and that's like a gift.
And a skill,
whereas a skill is something that you like craft. I feel like you learn how to do it, and that's through practice, like failure, okay, practice or whatever.
Sorry,
he's
watching Jonathan Hartley.
Huh? You collected that from Finn. I said David Goggins.
David Goggins. So yeah, he's Hartley.
I don't even know who that is.
I think I made it up.
You just wanted to say that name. What the hell? But yeah, David Goggins, he's like quite an extreme version of self-discipline. But I think all like the ability to just acquire and comprehend knowledge.
Really, I think I would. Want that skill actually. not even
if I, knowledge.
Yeah, actually would want to have the skill of acquiring and comprehending knowledge and retaining that information, yeah, as well, because unless I'm really interested and like about whatever it is I'm like researching in, it won't stick. Unless it's some random fun fact, it will not stick. But I think a skill that I would like to have is, like yourself, discipline through and through. Also probably like editing.
What do you mean editing?
Like sick editing.
Like cinematic type.
Cinematic editing, yeah. Like,
but that takes hours.
I know, but like seeing something before you put it together is like, that's talent, bro.
Yeah. I hear that. That's so sick. Just having that, I guess, that creative versatility.
Yeah.
Just being able to, like, do this, do that, but just be so creative in all aspects.
So, so creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think cinematic, like,
cinematography.
Cinematography, thank you. It's just so fascinating.
I hear that. Yeah, literally, I've just got a flash in my head of like just imagining like somebody making a reel, but yeah, very cinematic.
And it's on the rise, like TikTok. Yeah. Like you can't be, well, you can be a beginner on TikTok, like using CapCut Pro, but I don't know. I feel like people nowadays are having this whole like they've gone videography school for like 10 years or something. So honestly,
yeah, I hear it.
The editing skills go hard.
I guess because everyone's doing like content creation. To stand out, you have to go in when it comes to the editing and that sort of skill in that aspect.
No, for real.
That's interesting. I like that a lot. Guys, we're going to be talking about forever. There are definitely going to be spoilers.
So if you've not watched Forever, I advise you come back until you've watched Forever.
Mm.
If you don't mind spoilers like myself,
let's get right into it. Guys, we watched, some of us watched all of Forever, my fault, I wasn't meant to. Others watched 4 episodes. There's only 8 episodes, so okay. But yeah, we watched it. And what do you think of it so far?
It's taking me back to when I was like a young adolescent. I was just like reminiscing on like how I was in the relationship and etc. and like being in puppy love. Yeah, that's what was on my mind.
I feel like for me it was definitely the music. And like I feel like a lot of people it was the soundtrack.
Everyone's saying the music, the soundtrack, but I couldn't, maybe because I don't listen to like circular music now. Not circular music, is worldly music. Oh, it's affecting how I am viewing it overall. Because I don't have any sort of like
connection
feelings towards the soundtrack. I'm just like, oh,
there was not all of them, but like a good number, like there was a few.
I don't know, I was expecting some like Take a Shot for Me. There was none of that.
Do you know what song came on and I was like, oh, that is like a blast from the past. Because I didn't listen to this person anymore because they're quite controversial, and I'm just, what was like publicized about what they said or whatever, I was just sort of like, you know, Daniel Caesar. Oh, but Daniel Caesar, Japanese Denim came on, and I was like, oh my, like, it literally, I was just like, whoa, like, yeah. And there was another song that came on, and it was like a song that, it was actually, I think it was either Snow Allegra or some sort of like romantic song, or some sort of, I don't know which was romantic or whatever it was, I can't remember, but it came on, I was like, that's crazy. I was literally listening to the song on the bus at what, 7 in the morning,
yeah,
on the way. We had no business
listening to those sort of songs when we were that age.
Summer, like, Walker was in there.
I for sure had no business. I really related with the, what's her name, Keisha. When, you know, when you like text a boy that you like and you put the phone down and you think 5 minutes, like 30 seconds later he's replied and he's not replying, you're like, no,
but I will say, like, related, resonated, whatever you want to say, when I don't know if you've got to this bit or when it's that, yeah, you must have got to this bit when, yeah, you definitely have, you know, when he got his phone taken away from him because he pulled up to the phone, so he couldn't respond back to when he's like, when she said, I think I like you, or I've always loved you, I don't know, something like that. And then she started like off like proper checking, and then she got to the point where she's like, you know what, block him.
Blocker.
Yeah, but I definitely was like,
yeah,
I feel her.
Yeah, I felt that. Like, it literally took me back to when that probably happened to me or something. Like when I was younger. Like, yeah, it's true. I didn't really think, oh, maybe he's got his phone taken away. I don't know.
Yeah, because I guess you only have what you know. Like you run with the script in your mind.
Yeah.
Because if they're not replying, the first thing, you're not going to think, oh, yeah, he got his phone taken. Typically, you're going to think, oh, he's playing games.
He's playing games. So what would you do, BBM days? Black scream, not in the mood. DPMO. Those times, you put a song on your display so you can display the song that you're listening to.
Mm.
And, like, if you're putting black screen, not in the mood, don't piss me off. Mm. You're going to put a sad song like, I'm heartbroken about your love, or some sort of like Drake sound.
I was literally thinking Drake for sure. What do you think of Justin as like a person in general?
I feel like Justin would be a male version of me.
Why?
Because he's just a bit odd.
Okay, that's fair. He's different in...
He's an alternative.
Makes him alternative. I guess he's just, I just think because he functions differently.
In a different way. Okay. Yeah, I think I did. I don't think he's meant like that.
Not alternative in like rock on, like alternative, but alternative is just like he's different.
Yeah, he's different.
I guess because he's got like learning differences as well. He's just different.
Yeah. I like how he didn't care about his friend's opinion about Keisha. Mm. Even though she's a young girl, she made a mistake. He really looked past that and saw her for who she is and liked her for who she is, and I think
I love that about him.
That was beautiful, because
especially at that age as well, where exactly, there's so many like opinions.
That. Exactly, and like that Christian guy, watching it from an older person's lens,
mm-hmm.
or not older person, but like
older,
yeah.
Mm-mm.
Christian has a lot of like insecurities, I would say, and even though he's a popular guy, like all the girls want him, he's a football player, etc. He's doing really well, he has a lot of prospects, but he put his validation in what
his boys
thought, yeah. or what men think, and
he's just like, nah, like here's my opinion, you don't agree with me, I'm going to potentially ruin someone's life.
Yeah, no, literally,
and it's illegal.
Yeah, that he could literally like his whole career could have been gone.
Yeah, and the fact that Keisha, like, I don't think if somebody does that to you straight, like, I don't give a heck, report them.
Yeah.
But like the fact that she chose not to embed that as a weight on herself and not to her mum is just, whoa, she's, for what, a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, that's too much weight to carry.
I felt it was quite upsetting that her mum, I guess, put how can I word this? Her mum put her security, her financial security, on Keisha and Christian. Because obviously, if Christian was going to be a successful, I don't know the end, but if he had
the life of the NBA lifestyle, yeah, then it was like obviously the mum would be secure.
Yeah,
I see what you're
Keisha,
saying.
He would also treat
vicariously,
well.
Like, I guess he had dependent on, yeah.
And that was quite sad. That's why she didn't, that's why I feel like she didn't want to tell her. Well, of course she didn't want to tell her mum because she made a mistake, embarrassed, etc. She was going to get told off. But also, when she was saying to Justin, I can't, because remember when I think they got the letter of eviction? Is it eviction?
Notice.
And her mum was outside on the porch smoking. And Keisha was like to her mum, like, oh, return the dress, it's fine. And her mum was just like, no, I want you to be able to...
I remember that happening.
Like, have nice things or whatever it was. And then she went back to Justin and was like, I can't tell my mum that I broke up with Christian.
It's too much for her to handle.
It's too much for her to handle. And I think, why would it be too much for her to handle? But, yeah, I think her mum was probably thinking, like, if Keisha gets with Christian, then they'll be set for life.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Mm. And I guess it's also, like, been reinforced by her cousins, I think it was, that were like, oh, NBA wives, I want to be your NBA wives type thing. And again, as a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, that's a lot of weight to carry. I also think that... Have you seen the bit where she tells her mom?
No.
Okay.
What happened? I don't mind spoilers, please.
Oh, but, yeah, she
eventually... I like to hear and see it.
Afterwards,
unless it's EastEnders, don't tell me.
Because you're literally not too far from it. I think it'll probably be in the next episode, or maybe even the next episode... Because she's at the bit where she's on holiday with her... Keisha's gone on holiday with...
Her Caucasian friend and auntie.
Yeah, and at this point, her and Justin are broken up.
Yeah.
Bless
Justin.
And he's really going through the trenches. Imagine, obviously, Keisha only goes on this holiday because she wants to bump into Justin. Because obviously, Justin mentioned that he goes there. And then Keisha bumps into his mum.
Oh.
And his little brother. But the mum doesn't tell Justin that he bumped into her, and tells the younger brother to not tell him either. And then the mum confesses to the husband that she did that, and the husband's like, "What? Why would you, like, that's not right." And obviously the dad eventually tells the son. Justin's mum found out about the tape because a friend, the mother of one of the other kids that they grew up with, bumped into them when they were on this holiday. And then she was like, oh my gosh, they're so grounded. She's like, oh, bless Keisha. Like, she's doing so well for everything that happened, you know, with the whole, you know, tape and everything. And the mum, Justin's mum was like, well, obviously she was like, can't, because she didn't know. And then in the same way, like you're saying about how Justin didn't let the boys or his friends get into his head about his opinion of Keisha and let whatever her past dictate how he's going to view her now. The mum and the dad, when they came back from holiday, they got him a car and everything all fancy, and they sat down indoors and was like, oh, like, we need to talk to you about Keisha. Then brought up the whole tape, and he was like, yeah, I know. And then they were on the mum as well. I guess the mum particularly was very much so, like, no, both of them, but, like, the mum was, like, giving the vibe, like, we want you to end it, like, it's over. But he was like, I love her, like, I'm not, like, he doesn't care, like, that's where the he's like, I'm not gonna break up with her. And the mum was sort of like, and the dad was like,
well, I can imagine that me being like,
you just like, huh? And the thing is, and what's crazy, he put it back in their face, but it's like, you raised me to be the type of man to, like, I don't know what he said, but he like worded it in a way, it's like, all the good attributes and all the things that you've instilled in me to like make me as a person is what has allowed me to like view Keisha for her as a person, for the relationship as what it is. And oh, obviously at this point they've gotten back together because they've had a reunion, but yeah, the parents were like, oh, like even the dad, because you know that what the dad's like, he's like, you see, your mom put me up with this man, like, you know, it was never me. But it's just the whole idea, like, he's at such a young age to be like,
he's so sure
of what he wants in himself. But then later on he does show that he actually isn't sure about a lot of things, but he's so sure when it comes to Keisha.
Aww.
But yeah.
When I think it also shows that, you know, guys in school, you have the popular guy that has the potential to do well in life, etc.
Mm.
And then you have like the guys that are overlooked. They mm-hmm. are doing well academically, but you don't think that, like, materialistic wise, or like, you don't think that they will do well.
Mm.
But I don't know what happens to Christian. I'm sure he does well in the end. But I think those guys that are commonly overlooked, they're the ones that do really well in life, and they go above and beyond. They shock their peers when they come out with their career.
I guess because they're used to like grinding without the validation of others. Like, true. They're doing it for themselves, and it's like they're doing it no matter what. So
I feel like that would be Justin with his beats.
Yeah, because he'd be producing and
like when he made something when he was like 14, 13.
Yeah. And he was like, he was thanking Keisha for it, because if it wasn't for the fact he went to the school to go get her to unblock him, he wouldn't have had to do the work on his mum's laptop, then he wouldn't have found the beats that he made when he was younger.
Wow.
So he was like, if you never came into my life, I would have never refound that love that I had, or like got reminded of music.
Wow.
Both Keisha, all of them were just pretty like beautiful people. It just made me happy to see like this. I don't feel like this show is like great, it's amazing, don't get me wrong, but it's like there's so much more. It's the principle of the show of just showing like black kids, black people just living and existing without like violence, and like it's just so refreshing and just such a pure love story that is so relatable. Like, oh my gosh,
is it a healthy one? Is it a healthy one?
I think it's healthy in certain aspects, in the fact that it's very reflective of what a relationship looks like at that age.
Yeah.
Like, very much so hot and cold, but it's like I guess not enmeshment, but like entangled in each other. Like, they really care for each other. And I feel like loving someone at that age runs deep. So it's like,
it does run deep, but do you feel like it's waking love up too early?
No, because I feel like that kind of love, you don't just find it on a random Tuesday. Like, you can find it on, like, a random, like, it comes out of nowhere. You don't anticipate to love that deeply and so fully. But for them, it came at that age. When it gets to the end, where it's, like, where they decide to, like, go their different ways, it's, like...
Oh, they go their different ways.
Yeah.
I was not prepared.
Sorry.
I was not prepared. Normally, I ask the question and you say it. I know I asked you, but I didn't. I never expected. They go to different ways. Why?
Whoa.
Oh, Laura.
But it's because it was like, you know, because he said like, oh, maybe our love's meant to be the love that we remember forever. And not like the one that
I was just about to ask, like, you know, like, so do you, because obviously, oh, no, okay, not obviously. So do you feel like teenage love then, or like love that happens? So
that kind of love.
That kind of love. Do you think they would work long term then? Like, do you think it's meant to be like a marriage type thing?
The perseverance of that kind of love, I think, could be something great in adulthood. The way he would do all these things and go above him just to get her to unblock him, and the way you'll see that when he, like, when obviously her going to the vineyard to the vineyard to find him, she like takes two buses, a bike, and like goes to, and then she starts crying when she thinks she doesn't see him. It's just the lengths that they would go to just like be with each other and see each other. When, oh my gosh, that the bit when he starts crying, like, because that's the weird bit I was mentioning, because you know the mixed cousin, she gave him the ultimatum where it's like, if she hasn't sent you any voicemails, because she's like, if she hasn't tried to contact you, and he's like, oh, but I've blocked her. And then, but she was like, no, but if she hasn't sent you any voicemails, because you can actually, apparently, you can see the voicemails of a blocked contact on like a certain section of the phone. I don't know if that's real, if that was just for the thingy.
I don't think that's real, because when you're blocked, you can't even get your ring, you can't even ring through.
Is that from experience? Just chuckle. Yeah, so they were like, okay, cool. So if he had messages from Keisha, they wouldn't do the deed. If he didn't, they would just, I guess, do the deed. There were several voicemails. And I think he ended up sleeping in the tent somewhere outside. He was just listening to so many of them. He was like laughing at them, crying, like, oh, it's very cutesy, but it's so like, I just love seeing like black people portrayed in that way. Just such like,
do you think you would,
I'm a lover girl.
Do you think you would appreciate that now? Like, would you appreciate the, well, obviously not, like the whole blocking, unblocking, the whole voicemail, the whole chasing, the whole like thrill and like, oh my, he's gonna mess me today or not.
Mm.
But like, would you want that for your daughter? Would you want that for your son? Are you gonna allow them to date so early on?
I wouldn't advise it, because the turmoil, like at that young age, if you get heartbroken by someone, if like you, we saw with Justin, like he was really, that's the reason why the mum didn't tell Justin that she saw Keisha, because it's like she was even like to the dad, like, I saw that heifer Keisha, because it's like that's her baby at the end of the day, and you're here like breaking his heart like on and off all the time. It's like, I also don't want to create an environment where they feel like they have to hide that type of stuff from me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I was more so thinking of, I would like to enforce that boundary, like, you're not dating so early on. Like, because I'm thinking, awakening love too early, especially when they're going through such a pivotal time in their life, like education, in the UK it would be GCSE time. I wouldn't want like emotional,
no, for them it would be A-level time.
A-level time, like I don't want that to kind of mess up, not to say that you need education for your future, but you actually do. At least GCSE and A-levels, do you know what I mean? And from my personal experience, I wouldn't want my daughter or my son to like fall into that sort of emotional entanglement so early on in life. But again, I don't want to create a space where they have to hide such things.
That's the
from
thing
me.
It's like you have to have like find like a balance, like, but it's so hard because like I don't want them to hide it, but I also don't want them to engage in it like that, because it's like, but then it's also like if you don't allow them to explore, like learn, I feel like you can end up with kids on the other end where it's like once they're exposed to it they go wild and they're suddenly like out here ravenous.
I think like,
no, how's that bad? Like they're ravenous, but like as in like they just for anything, like in the sense that they just anything, like any sort of attention, they're like they want it, or like they just jump on it, or they just put love, they have so much love that they want to give that they just put it on anyone or the first thing that shows them attention, when the other person's intentions might not be pure.
But wouldn't it be, okay, I'm assuming Justin, but no, because Justin's mum and dad argued quite a lot in the beginning, and probably that affected Justin. My thing is like, let's say he didn't see that side to a relationship, or he just grew up in a very loving home, like Keisha, like, and let's say the same for Keisha as well. Do you think that would have been their story?
I think because it's the first time they're experiencing emotions like that, even if they grew up in an environment where it's like they've got all this love and acceptance from their parents, it may not be not that it was toxic, there were some aspects that were toxic. Maybe it wouldn't have been as toxic in certain aspects, but I do think a lot of things still would have happened because a feeling like love or a feeling like the passion, whatever that they had in that relationship, feeling that for the first time, I think the whole and being young as well and just wanting to explore and like dive into that. What do you think?
I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I do get the impression that, well, I like to think that they would use their parents' example of love to navigate their sort of like, yeah, experiences in love. Like, if they would date, if this guy, girl, whatever, were dating the other gender and that other person was toxic or impure in some way, I don't know. I'm thinking they'd probably be like my mum or dad. My mum nor my dad do that, so I don't think I should tolerate this.
That's very true. But then also, would it be a thing where it's like, if that other person that they're in a relationship with or whatever, if they're not like their mum or like their dad in like person, because you know sometimes it's the personality type or I guess the temperament, whatever it's called, of the person. So even if you use what your parents have as like a template going into relationships, maybe that dynamic doesn't work for you and that person because that's just not the temperament. But then again, I think that falls back to what you're saying, isn't like they'll just be like, I don't tolerate that because my mental reference doesn't make sense. So
I like to think my kids, because they will grow up with like biblical principles and knowledge and foundations, they would use like scripture to kind of like assess the person. Hopefully, I like to think so.
But do you think at that age that obviously some people are very like precocious, but not in like a bad way, but like obviously they may have all this knowledge about the Bible and scriptures, but do you think, I guess 16, 17 you may be able to, but would they really be able to apply it in the way that maybe it's intended or in the way that you or whatever the community would want them to in such a situation when dealing with such big emotions?
I think they would be applying the Bible and its principles from early on, because that's what my husband and I would be doing. So they'll be applying that to their life regardless. But I think with such big emotions, it would probably be more so that them leaning on God for guidance. And even if they do like struggle with handling those emotions and they don't come to, let's say, me or my partner, they could also always pray to God. And I'm sure, I hope to think, by that age, they would know the Lord's voice and like follow his directions or guidance. So
yeah, that's very valid. I hear that. You know, there's like, he was so sure of Keisha when, like, throughout the whole thing, that was one thing he was so sure of. But then when it comes to the whole uni thing, you know, Keisha's always been like Howard. And then when he goes to her prom night, he was like, he literally says, I've never experienced blackness in this way before, in like a good way, because he was like, he felt like he was so like with his people type thing, like cultural like understandings, like that whole aspect, because obviously he's been to so many like PWIs throughout his whole life experience. And going to Northwestern, he was like, he was confiding in Keisha, like, I don't want to end up going to another PWI for the sake of my parents when I want to, you know, do music. He was like, should I come Howard? And when he said that to her initially, she was like, because she had it in her mind that she built up in her mind that it's like they're gonna do long distance, every chance they get, they're gonna spend time together. She's gonna do an internship in Chicago. Is it Chicago where he was? Or wherever the Northwestern is. But like, she had this whole narrative in her head, and him saying like, can I come to Howard with
you? But it was also PCSD, because Christian and her went to the same school and he messed up for her.
Maybe. But I think it was more like, she like, and they I guess explained it too, but even before they said it, like, she wants her own experiences like isolated, removed from their relationship, because if he went to the same uni as her, they would probably do everything
together.
Yeah, so I think having that sort of, I guess that's what makes it tricky, like having a partner in uni, if you guys don't work out, all your memories are going to be with them.
That she reminds me of a time, but I actually was on the receiving end. Yeah.
Really? Please, last name, you're the name.
It's actually quite upsetting, actually. Like,
really?
Yeah, it was quite upsetting. So this was GCSE times, and obviously you have to decide what sixth form you want to go to. And so
Or college,
sixth form or college that you want to go to. So I had three on my options list, right? I went to all three of the opening days, but all of my friends were going to one that was very close by to our school and from where we live. The other two that I had on my list were quite like outskirts. And my boyfriend, my secondary school boyfriend at the time, he, I think, wanted like some sort of like separation, his own like sort of like sixth form experience, whatever. So I remember like,
oh, Sintel.
I wouldn't cry.
I'm not going to cry. If you start crying, I'd be like, girl, this is like, what, 6, 7 years ago?
More than that. Yeah, no, 6, 7, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Stand up.
I think, yeah, so I remember telling him, oh, I've decided to go to the same one that... I don't think I explained it properly.
No, like, he had, like, his selection, but I'm assuming it would be the school that he wanted to go to, he was going to.
Yeah, so the school that all of my friends were going to is the school that he decided to go to first.
Oh, okay.
And I was telling him my options. He was always thinking, like, oh, hopefully he's going to go to the other ones.
Yeah.
No. When I told him I was going to the same one that him and my friends were going to, the man was quite upset. He was actually very upset.
Why all your friends are going as well and he's got a problem with it?
I think you can kind of like assume
why he wanted to.
Yeah.
But did you guys stay friends when you went to the...
No, do you think I'm one fool? No, that's not my name. I remember like saying to him like, okay, we don't have to speak, whatever, like that's it, we're done. And sixth form came around sixth form came around. I think like I don't think we spoke really in sixth form.
Did he get a whole new group of friends?
I think some of the boys that went to our secondary school came to our sixth form, a handful. So he didn't have like a complete new group of friends, but he did make friends with some other boys that came. But as I said, that him and I didn't really speak, so no one really knew that we were like ex-partners like a couple weeks before. But there were times where we would like get back together occasionally, but it was very toxic, and eventually we stopped speaking like complete stat, and then that's when I got into a new relationship afterwards. Yeah, be on the receiving end of a person saying...
The person you're in a relationship saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I guess the difference in you and that situation was like, it wasn't like you were lost within yourself. You were just like, I'm deciding to go to this school. Cool. And he's like, ugh. Whereas with Justin and Keisha, he just felt so lost. And the only thing he was sure of was Keisha. So he was latching onto her type thing. But then she was also like, if you want to go Howard, fine, go Howard. But don't make it a thing where it's like, I guess almost like you're confused and you don't know what to do. So you're just scrambling and just going with it. Yes, then he decides to do like a gap year doing like music productions.
But oh, sick.
Yeah. If you haven't watched Forever, guys, watch it. What would you rate it out of 10? Actually, I haven't watched the full thing, but so far, what would you rate it?
8.
I think, honestly, for what it is, I would rate it like a 9-10, because I feel like it shows stuff so well and in such a like, yeah, that makes sense, like that, like I hear it, and it's like, it's literally you looking at your, like, you're literally looking at your younger self in the show.
Yeah, I get that.
And I also like how it's showing the perspective of like a, like, Justin really shows his emotions, like the whole heartbreak, like when he saw the picture of
he put
Christian
the friends aside and made it the other way. I've done that before. I think I was Justin in this, to
right
because we kind of like spoke about Forever, and I think the next episode we should have like a topic.
Yeah, We'll figure that out, and then we'll tell you what book we're going to start reading next.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this segment is when we talk about a little thing we came up with called TEFE, and that stands for...
A summary of our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the week just gone.
Yeah, so... Do you have your TEFE?
I actually should be writing down my TEFEs. I'm trying to go back to last week and see how I felt, because obviously we're doing this from the week in between.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
So annoying. You feel silly.
I feel silly.
I'm leaving that in. I'm so silly. That made me...
How did I feel last week? Quite frankly, I just feel like I need to be careful with the people.
Right. She's not here, guys.
Quite frankly, I just need to be very intentional with the time that I give to others, the time that I spend with myself, and in what I share as well. Like, no one's done anything to me per se, but I think it's just so, it's just more so knowing what things to share with others and knowing what things to keep to myself. Mm. So that's what I've kind of learnt or had thoughts of this week, mainly from like my Lord and Savior. Yeah, that's been mine. Just be very intentional and selective.
I'm low-key like snatching that selective from you. Like, I'm thinking selective and selfish, because as you're talking, I was thinking intentional with my time, but like very, I think, selective with how I allocate time and with what and to who and how type thing. That's definitely something that I'm going into, that I've been thinking about, and you know. But also, like you mentioned earlier, as like the question, you're like, a skill that I wish I, what was it,
discipline,
but like, what was the question? The
skill. A skill that you'd like to have.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I don't have it per se, but I think like master it like through and through. But I think it's just, it's generally just something that you just have to do and show up and just make it a trait of yourself by constantly engaging in acts of discipline. And I think I've been doing that quite well like these past few weeks, so I'm just trying to like stay on that grind and keep showing up for myself. But in the same breath, I also want to be very selective and selfish, but in a good way.
Me too.
So
yeah, we kind of had the same thoughts, haven't we?
Yeah.
Did you have an experience did you have an experience that instigated those thoughts?
Not necessarily, but I guess somewhat, because I would still get what I need to get done, but I just felt like the day would just be gone before my eyes.
Same.
And I'm just sort of like, if I really like allocate my time better and that accordingly, then I might still have like an extra 4 hours like in total scattered throughout the day that I otherwise currently seem to just losing.
Like a vapor is gone.
Honestly, so yeah, I'm just really being so trying to be like strict on myself in that aspect.
Yeah, same, to be honest, same.
And it's hard, bro.
Yeah, honestly.
And they say, also called old habits die hard, but...
Yeah, old habits do die hard. And I've also, like, learned... Well, I heard from... what's her name? Emma... Grande?
Chamberlain?
No.
Who was she?
She's a co-CEO, co-founder...
Of what?
Skims and...
Oh, the girl who's British.
Yeah, what's her name? Emma...
I don't know who... I know who you're talking about, because I've seen her on the thingy a couple of times, but I don't know her name. But I think... If you know, you know. If you don't, look her up.
Yeah. She was basically saying that there's no such thing as work-life balance.
Mm.
There's not, like, a work-life balance, because obviously one will take more. And...
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just, like, constant, like, dips and troughs of it's, each of them. So.
Yeah. It's whatever you... Make it however you allocate your time to enforce some sort of a balance, but one would be getting more than the other. Especially if as a mother sometimes. As well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole other aspect, like adding in family, friends and relationships is just a whole other
crazy
pan of fish. But yeah. Okay guys, that's the end of the episode. We hope you enjoyed.
Please don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And leave a comment under our YouTube.
For our audio listeners.
For
our audio listeners, please don't forget to leave us 5 stars and a review if you're feeling like it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Share to your aunties, your uncles. If you have any other opinions, thoughts,
let us know
regarding the topics that we discussed today or in this episode.
Or something you want us to talk about.
Yeah, let us know things that you like us to talk about and we shall talk about them in moderation.
But yeah guys, please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Years in Between
and on TikTok at Years in Between Pod.
Yeah guys, we'll see you in the next one. Bye.